Isn't your necklace called a pair of beads?
I've heard them called beads all the time. I don't know for sure.
Never a pair.
I don't know.
It's very old, very, very old.
Yeah, you hear a lot of time talking about beads.
Uh-huh. Instead of a string of beads, a pair of beads.
I don't believe we ever heard it.
I picked this up down by Summerfield. I looked all over the state for it. I got it one other place.
A pair of beads.
A pair of beads.
Well, unless you were talking about a double set, or I don't know why. But
this would be any set.
A pair of beads, honey. Never heard it.
In Chaucer, you find reference to a pair of gaudies. In other words, a string of beads. But the old term has survived. There it is. Master man, how many strands this would be? He said, one or two or three. He said, yeah, one or two or three.
Well, I don't know how they managed to work a pair of beads.
Well, it just used to mean strands.
Yeah, you'd be a pair of earrings. I would think you'd talk about a pair of earrings.
And if it's raining, your wife may go out and carry you.
Well, I never see those anymore, but we sell them up at the shop for tractor umbrellas.
If she goes in the kitchen to cook when she has on her best clothes, she might put on
an apron.
The part of her dress that's tucked up, bent over, folded up, and then stitched down at the bottom.
The hem. Uh-huh.
And if you lose a button and you don't have time to get one sewed on, you can seal the opening with a...
She uses a pin, a straight pin or a safety pin. Uh-huh.
The parts of a man's suit are...
coat, vest, and pants.
To hold up his pants, you may wear
a belt or suspenders.
And if you're riding in the brush, you'll wear those.
Well, that's something I've never had, a set of chaps. But this ranch over here has about as little benefit of those as anything. Let's see, they've got some of them. That boy, of course, coming in here from the Mesquite country, see, in South Texas. He brought these boys some leather chaps, but they don't need them.
He was going to help them, huh?
Yeah.
When you got married, did you buy any special clothes for it?
No. I don't know. Of course, the kids nowadays, when they get married, they all have to have a special wedding gown, wedding dress. Not that I know of.
Boys wear their old clothes, or?
Well, if any of my sons or son-in-laws have bought a new suit to get wedded in, I don't remember.
When you buy a new suit, you go in and the tailor checks the shoulders and the waist on the coat and checks the pants. You say you're having the suit what?
Well, I suppose it'd be a tailored suit.
No, well, if it's a ready-made suit and he's just checking it? Maybe he'll make a little mark in the waist.
Oh, you mean and alters it to fit?
Uh-huh. If you get too much stuff in your pockets and they go like this, you say they...
bulge out.
And used to be you'd buy a shirt, and it would fit well until it was washed, and then you wouldn't be able to button it. You say the shirt has done what?
It's got one that's... what is it? It's not sanforized? A shirt that shrinks?
Uh-huh. It's not sanforized, and it's been washed, so it's...
a shirt that shrinks, let's see, I don't know what it is. It shrank up?
And a peach that's maybe gotten green on the tree, and the skin has become wrinkled.
Be puckered.
Oh, well.
What are you looking for, the word shriveled up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is swiveled.
Yeah.
It all common around here. The peach is swiveled.